Quem corre? Well, the boy.
All right. What do you call the covered area at the front or side of a house where some chairs might be placed? You might say, the old ladies like to sit in their rocking chairs.
On the porch.
Anything else you might call it?
Or patio.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No.
What do you call a small porch, often with no roof? A small porch.
Stoop.
Anything else?
Not that I can think of right now.
What do you call a small fenced area back of the barn where cows are enclosed before milking?
Cow's pen. No, you wouldn't say a pasture.
No. I think cow pen probably is.
Yeah, I think that's about all that I know about. Anyway, I'm going to put a comb stove just keep on talking.
I'm not
making a noise.
I'll just wait. What do you call a wall or fence made of rocks or stone?
A wall or fence made of rock or stone? Well, an enclosure, we can just call that. No. It would be a fence.
You wouldn't call it any particular kind of fence?
Well, a rock fence or a steel fence.
A what kind of fence?
Steel, you know, this wire, this heavy wire.
Yeah, I think, let's see what you'd say here. Made of rocks or stone. It says a wall or a fence made of rocks or stone.
Well, a rock fence or a stone fence would be all that you could call it.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden vessel open at the top for carrying water or milk?
A bucket. A wooden bucket.
What do you call the same thing made out of metal?
Tin bucket.
What do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things over the stove?
Either frying pan or skillet.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, the thing where you can turn the water off and on?
Faucet.
Anything else? See, there's no right or wrong on this. You see, we're just trying to find out what people call these things.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the same kind of thing out in the yard that water comes out of?
Well, it's a hydrant.